It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, the second week of December didn't turn out to be as good as what was anticipated when the week started, as we did see selling hit the market late in the week, pushing most markets to end the week in the red. We return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, going into Friday's performance, we actually were seeing most of the grains holding some gains for the week, all except soybeans, but pretty much everything else was holding some small gains. That kind of turned around as Friday's session was kind of a risk-off performance in most of the grains. What we saw this week, you know, there really wasn't a lot of bullish news, but we did see some export demand coming in, good sales for soybeans throughout the week. Again, seeing a couple good sales for corn also coming in on the flash export sales numbers as well. So all that, the demand continues to be fairly decent. We did see a USDA report early in the week that was friendly to the corn market, but neutral to soybeans, a little bit negative towards the wheat because of world numbers more than anything. But all in the end, we basically we're going to continue to trade this market that is looking for some news to help give a direction. We do continue to see China buying, but it's not at the pace that most were hoping that it would be at. And that's causing a little bit of concerns in the soybean market. Corn is following, or at least playing a little bit of a follower to the soybean market. And that pulled it down towards the end of the week, causing corn to go negative for the week. And wheat continues to see strong production as far as the world is concerned. That put pressure on the winter wheat contracts, while Minneapolis actually saw a little bit of strength for the week. By the time we wrapped it up, Minneapolis wheat finished up 2 to 3 cents, while Chicago wheat was down 5 to 6, Kansas City down 12 to 13. Over in the corn market, we saw 3 to 4 cent losses. For the second week in a row, we saw soybeans lose close to 30 cents. Soybean meal was down $5 to $6. Soybean oil was down $1.50 to $1.60. And canola seeing some heavy losses on Friday, taking that market into the red as well. That dropped about $12 for the week. Over in the cattle markets, we did see a little bit better performance. But again, Friday trimmed the gains for the week. Live cattle finished up $2.50 higher, while feeder cattle were steady to about 75 cents higher. Lean hogs saw about $2 gains. In the outside markets, crude oil was down $2.30. Gold was up $77. We did see about 0.75 cent losses in the dollar, while the Dow gained over 500 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.